USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five board members of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas resigned Tuesday after the state power system failed during a deadly winter storm, leaving more than 4 million customers without electricity. All of the five board members live outside of Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he welcomed the resignations. Pilgrim's Pride Corporation, one of the largest U.S. poultry producers, pleaded guilty and was sentenced to pay $107.9 million fine on Tuesday to settle federal charges it conspired to fix chicken prices and pass on the cost to consumers. Chief Executive Fabio Sandri entered the guilty plea in Denver, Colorado Tuesday. A plea agreement had been reached in October. The Tesla Model Y standard range car was removed from the automaker's website over the weekend without explanation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he wasn't going to introduce the vehicle at all because the range of the car would be unacceptably low at less than 250 miles. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For the People Act sounds like a bad deal. Dan Naraki reports.
The resolution, called the For the People Act, would enact a number of changes to election law. The resolution would create automatic voter registration, expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy, and the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Motor Racing Network caught up with driver and television commentator A.J. Allmendinger after Sunday's road course race at Daytona. A.J. was asked, in addition to running a full-time schedule in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, how many starts do you tend to do in the Cup Series?
I mean, we've talked about the road courses. I believe Kaz is going to do all the Super Speedway races. I believe that's the plan. So I think we planned on if it goes well here at Daytona, running more of the road courses, but you know, that's up to Matt Colick and Chris Rice. The ultimate plan is to try to go for that Xfinity Championship. That's our main focus. And between myself and Justin Haley and Jeff Burton, that's what we're going to do. But yeah, if we can run more of the road course races, that'd be cool.
The Dixie Vodka 400 race is Sunday at the Homestead Miami Raceway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. President Biden is heading to weather-worn Texas on Friday. Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
At least 20 people died as a result. Millions of folks were without heat or water for several days. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.